Democrats outnumber Republicans in Louisville, so a Heiner victory relies on voter crossover. Both polls show a substantial number of Democrats, more than 20% in one survey, supporting Heiner, and the candidate seems solely focused on attracting more. Heiner frequently campaigns on issues that Fisher's primary rivals championed. At a press conference this week, Heiner clarified his policy on revising the Ohio River Bridges project, which Fisher says he wants completed as soon as possible. Heiner favors building an East End bridge first and waiting on or revising plans for a downtown bridge and reworked Spaghetti Junction until they're more economically feasible.
Half the cost of the project is Spaghetti Junction. And I think that's the first place, if someone was taking a serious engineering look at streamlining the project, to relook at, can we use pieces of Spaghetti Junction to significantly reduce the cost of this project?
But Fisher isn't content to have his own party members defect. His campaign spokesperson predicts the number of Democrats who say they will cross party lines will decrease in future surveys. To encourage them, Fisher has been reminding voters that Heiner is, in fact, a Republican, a social conservative who voted against renewing Louisville's fairness ordinance after merger. He said this to Heiner at a debate in July.
I'm concerned about whether or not you represent that center, Hal. And I, case in point, you appeared at a Tea Party rally alongside Rand Paul.
Sometimes I think those sort of guilt by association, sometimes those don't necessarily work. And sometimes those can actually backfire. Sometimes voters can sort of see through that.
Dr. Dewey Clayton is a professor of American politics at the University of Louisville. He says such tactics may not work with voters who are more focused on local issues than state or national concerns. But he says Heiner's attempts to make Fisher seem like a rubber stamp of longtime Mayor Jerry Abramson may not be a winning strategy either. Clayton doesn't attribute either candidate's poll numbers to any particular strategy. Rather, he says Heiner's Democratic support could come from incumbent fatigue among voters and the fact that he's run a more active campaign than Fisher up to this point. Clayton expects the poll numbers to continue to change as both candidates distinguish themselves on certain issues. To make those distinctions clear, Clayton says they may turn to their mutual opponent, independent Jackie Green.
Oftentimes, independents, that's soft support. And sometimes, you know, they will try to woo those voters so that actually on election day, you know, that they break one way or the other.
Green only garnered 3% of support in both polls, but he's been a constant presence at forums and debates, often skewing the discussion toward his signature issues, such as transportation and the environment. Green says one of his goals in the race is to influence the discourse between candidates. In that regard, Clayton says Green may be successful.
And oftentimes when there is a third-party candidate, one of the other candidates, or sometimes both candidates, will sort of co-opt their message to kind of pull voters.
So while victory for Green or the other independents on the ballot may be a long shot, it's possible they'll have a key role in deciding the race come November. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.